Yar.
Alright, Barry, I'm pretty much set whenever.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Q.
R.
You would think it's R, but it's the C.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, man.
Alright, welcome to This Game is Broken.
You're welcome.
I love puns.
There's the intro.
I love puns.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people. A lot of people really...
Yeah, well, they're fools.
Puns are the highest form of humor.
It's got to be a good one, though.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't matter.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to... I forgot the name of the podcast. This Game is Broken. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to This Game is Broken, Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. I'm Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
It's all going to be okay.
And Matt Curion.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
So how you guys doing? What games you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Brothers. Like, just Brothers. Start Arf.
I'm doing swell.
Start Arf.
Do you guys play Arf, Brothers? Arf.
No.
Is that... What is this?
Okay, so Brothers. Brothers...
It's that game that Austin hated.
Yeah, Austin hated it, and Austin is a fool. An absolute fool.
Oh, I knew this. This is known.
Oh, A Tale of Two Sons, that one, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So...
It's a very hot game, because the sun. Big ball of gas. It's hot.
Two of them.
Just because of the sun. There's two of them. It's crazy.
All right, Chris, it's your turn for a pun.
Oh, I'll hit you up later. Let me get to it. You can't force a pun.
All right, tell me about this Brothers you've been playing.
Okay, so Brothers. It's just one of those, you know, downloadable games, a couple hours, that sort of thing. But it tells the story of brothers who their dad...
No!
Yeah, their dad's been poisoned or is sick or some crap. It doesn't matter. But you have to go across the world and go get this cure for him so that he doesn't die. And you control each brother with the different thumbsticks. So the older brother is the left thumbstick and the younger brother is the right thumbstick.
Word.
So like Resident Evil Zero.
I'm not sure. I didn't play that one. Sorry, man.
Okay. Well, in that one you also controlled the two characters with each thumbstick.
So yeah. Exactly like that, then.
Okay, cool.
There's only, like, everything is context-sensitive, so you only have one action button, like L2 and R2 for the big brother and the little brother, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a story of them traveling across and growing because of it. And it there's no actual dialogue. Everything's gibberish. There's no...
Like The Sims?
Yes, kind of like The Sims. Almost exactly like The Sims, actually. My wife asked me if I was playing The Sims when she heard it in the other room. Are you playing The Sims? No. This is Brothers. This is a completely different game. This is an emotional game about brothers.
I'm feeling feels right now.
Feeling the feels. Thank you. Get away, woman. Anyway, yeah, it's a very... It is a very emotional game. But it also, like, bends your mind in ways where you almost feel like you're working with another person, even though it's just all your brain. And it's highly... The one thing that this game is missing, really, is a high-five button. Because
nah.
Every so often, man, I would just, like...
I think I saw your tweet about that.
Yeah, I would figure out a puzzle, and I just wanted these two characters to just slap hands together and be like, yeah, we did it!
Yeah! Freeze frame!
Yeah! That's what it really did. But I've been playing Brothers, and, like, I can't spoil too much of it, because it's like, pretty short. But since it's free on PlayStation Plus, like, there's no reason not to pick it up. It is
right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might have to get that, since I can play digital games.
Yeah, see? You have no excuse. It's only, like, 3 or 4 hours long, and it is a very good game. And Austin is a fool for not liking it. And, you know...
Like I said, this is known.
He has his own opinions.
This is science.
He didn't like the control scheme, and the control scheme is tough to get used to. Like, at first, because even near the end, every so often, I would still had them, like, trailing off in different directions. Like, wait a minute, no. Because it, you know, you're used to controlling with just one stick and just one character, and then being able to control the camera with the other, but I don't know. It does storytelling so well through not just the environment and everything, but just the way you control things is kind of its own little story. Like, since you are used to controlling things with the left stick, your older brother is way more competent than the younger brother. Just based on, you know, how much you've interacted with video games. The younger brother tends to flail about and go in off in different directions and explore when you're not paying attention.
But that's what little kids do.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's so genius that it's mapped to you, you know, that's actually you controlling it. So even though you're telling him to go that way, it seems like it's his own will. It's, I don't know. I greatly enjoyed it and did not expect everything that I got from that game. I'd heard a lot of people say good things about it in Game of the Year discussions and all that.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
And
I've heard a lot about it.
I thought
in discussions
I had it
like that.
Honestly, at this point, like I thought everything had been spoiled for me, but no, that game's there's a lot more to it than people are talking about.
How are those puzzle jams? Are they good?
All the puzzles are really good, and it's different. Like some of the puzzles aren't necessarily all that hard, but because of the way you have to solve them with the two characters, it bends your mind in a different way. Kind of like the first time you were playing with portals in Portal, and you had to kind of bend your mind around it. It does the same sort of thing. Unfortunately, I think it's long enough, it doesn't overstay its welcome. But I think I would have enjoyed doing more puzzles.
So what you're saying is I should download this when we're done recording.
Yes, I'm saying that there's a good chance this is on my Game of the Year at this point.
Okay.
Knocking off a couple things.
It's on your Game of the Year.
On my
which
Game of
year?
The Year list. This last year.
He's okay, on his
we
well,
haven't done our things yet.
I just pulled it up to say what our nominations are this episode.
Oh, okay, cool. Yay.
Well,
I've got all that stuff together.
All right.
And it's because I've been sick. That's why I've been sick and holidays and all that.
Yeah, Barry was dead for a couple weeks, and now he's back amongst the living. So, yay, alive.
Gave him a Phoenix down. He's good now.
One thing was good that I finally finished Last of Us while I was sick.
Did you?
Yay!
How did you enjoy it?
It's really good.
it's a delight,
isn't it?
It's a really good game. Yeah, like it took a while for it to sink its teeth into me, but it was like right after the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how summer ends. That's when I was like, oh snap! And then fall was okay, but like by the time like winter rolled around, I was like, this game is so incredible.
Yeah.
Winter is fantastic in that.
Yeah,
that whole section.
They're cool.
Winter is where they play with your expectations a whole lot and really force you to kind of play in a different way.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys played, but like I was always, you know, checking every drawer, of course, but like towards the end, I still had so much stuff left over to like start making like Molotov, so like there's that section towards the end of the game where you have to get into that place, and there's like tons of clickers, and the two like bloaters are there, and there's all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just steamrolled that stuff. I steamrolled it so hard. Like, I threw a brick, everything like started, you know, converging on that area. Then I threw a couple nail bombs, and then I threw a Molotov, and I just went out there with the flamethrower, like, explode everything down. I was like, damn, that was easy.
Yeah, that was the hardest part of the game for me. I didn't have any supplies.
I had so much
Not
stuff.
Fair.
I just tried to steamroll that whole section. They all just kept going. Every time I threw something, they'd all run. I just kept throwing more stuff. And then I just went up there with the flamethrower and dropped the two bloaters. And I was like, looked around. I was like, dang, everything's dead already. All right.
Yeah, I really have to fix my PS3 so I can play that again.
Yeah,
that's good. I haven't touched the multiplayer at all. I hear that's
multiplayer is actually really good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Neither
but
Barry, we should play multiplayer together.
Nah, I'm already done with it. I'm waiting for
Oh, you guys with your functioning PS3s, jerks.
And then I'm waiting for Tomb Raider right now from Game
Boy. Oh, yeah. That's a fun one.
That's a really good one, too.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that one. Yeah, it's funny what Matt was saying.
It's so pretty.
Because like the new one came out. Like, so my brother-in-law has been – he has like Xbox and he has the Assassin's Creed. But he hasn't been playing it. He's like, I'm waiting for the new Tomb Raider to come out. And then I saw that story on IGN about Tomb Raider's already out. So I sent it to him, and then like it was like maybe 20 minutes later, he sent me a picture because he went out and bought it after that.
Nah.
And then it was like maybe like an hour or so later, I get a text from him and Matt simultaneously about Tomb Raider. Like Matt's like, "Oh my gosh, it looks so good!" And my brother-in-law's like, "Dude, this game's so rad!" I just started laughing. Everyone's playing that game tonight, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Best $15 I've spent in a while.
What'd you trade in for that?
I traded in Killer is Dead because it was garbage.
Killer is garbage.
Killer is garbage. Garbage is dead. Yes.
Garbage is dead.
Yes. I traded in Diablo 3 for PS3 because I know that it's coming out on PS4, so I'll just get it then. Right. And I only made it like an hour into it anyway, so whatever. And I traded in Tomb Raider for PS3.
That makes sense.
And the guy's like, "Oh, you're getting $36, so you owe nothing." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." He's like, "Yeah, that's kind of a steal. I should get this now." I'm like, "Yeah, you should, because it's gonna be nice."
Have you played it?
Yes, I played it for about an hour and a half last night. It's really beautiful. She's got like some like. Maybe she's made for it. Maybe it's Maybelline or whatever. Like, she's got, like, crazy good looks now. And her hair is, like, Tresemme'd up. Yeah, she's looking good. She's looking really good. And, you know the stupid little light bar on the controller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool. When you have, like, a torch in your hand, it flickers, like, orange and red like a fire.
That's so it's awesome.
It's dumb as hell, but it's pretty cool.
No, that's the best thing.
Well, that's a little touch.
That's the best.
It's a nice little touch. And it's got voice commands and all that, and it's pretty cool.
What are you voice commanding in that
game?
Yeah,
so what do you tell her?
Don't kill me! Don't shoot! Please!
Laura, why?
No, you can, instead of, like, select, if you're in the middle of a battle and you want to go to a weapon real quick, you just say whatever weapon you want to use, or say you want to find, like, a little collectible, you should just say, "Show map," and the map pops up.
Find all collectibles.
So
find it now.
I'm just imagining two guys standing on this island talking about nothing when all of a sudden out from behind a tree they hear, "Crossbow!"
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know, some dude. But yeah, no, it's the same game that came out last year, except it's prettier. That's all. And I'm totally going to go through it again and do all the collectibles yet again.
I'm excited for it. Yeah, I haven't played it, so I'm excited to get that one out of the way.
You need to fix that, Barry. That's a really good game.
I am. It's honestly
it's probably good.
In my mailbox right now.
Then stop by. Go check your mailbox.
As soon as I'm done, I'm going to go check my mailbox.
Right, pause this, and we will go check the mailbox.
I tried to find something last night. My brother-in-law just sent me another text about Tomb Raider.
No, what does it say?
It's like playing Katniss in the Hunger Games.
Yes, it's the best Hunger Games game ever. I've been saying that since it came out last year. I was like, "Oh, it's the Hunger Games game. This is fantastic."
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what he's saying. But I tried to find something on Steam that would like hold me over till Tomb Raider came in. Mm-hmm. And I came across this game called Grim. It's free, and the first episode's free on Steam. It's by Spicy Horse, the same people did like Alice and Alice Madness Returns.
Okay. It's very good.
Shut the hell up,
dude! I love games. But Grim is not very good.
Oh.
It looks
okay. Well,
really
there you
cool.
go.
Of course, like the art styles, like these things are like paper mache, and like the story is done through like marionettes, and it shows like this. It starts off with like this pretty castle in this little kingdom. These two kids run up. They want to hear a story from Mr. Grimm. And so he turns around and says, "I'm going to find you a story." Then he turns all evil and he starts singing this freaky song. And he turns them into zombies. And he starts like corrupting the entire castle. By the time he's done with it, the place looks like hell. Like he torched everything. The whole place is on fire. And I was like, oh, that's pretty rad. I can't wait to play this game. But all it is like you play as him, and it's kind of like the same thing. It starts off, and it points out an object in the environment. It's like, make it stinky. Like, what the hell does that mean?
This sounds like the worst Tim Burton movie ever made.
It's bad. And then, it gets worse. So then apparently the whole mechanic that I played, because I was like, I couldn't even finish the first chapter. I played through a couple levels, but I couldn't finish the first chapter. I was like, this is the same thing over and over again. So you have like this force field of stink around you. You're like Pigpen, basically. And as you run around, you like corrupt everything around you. And it's like you have to hit like this certain level of like nastiness in the area you are in. And then you basically, it says go and butt stop. And all you do is like you jump and like hit the jump button again. He crashes down, opens up a new section. And you repeat that over again, the new section. And that's it. Just run around. It's like you're just coloring, basically, with this guy. And then once you color up that section enough, you move on to the next section.
So it's just the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah, I didn't even get that far, because I was like, and then like the first intro
8 hours of stink.
It's probably even longer than that, because the first intro was like 15 minutes long, and I didn't even get all the way through it, because the game crashed in the middle of it. Like, I just sat here and I'm listening to this story. It's like the boy who doesn't know fear, and he's like wandering around the town trying to figure out what fear is. So he's like, he's talking to people that are like hanging, and they're like being guillotined and stuff, and he's like, oh, I don't understand what fear is. And it goes on for 15 minutes, and then it crashed. And then I was like, oh, are you serious? I got to do this again.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You just delete it. Get rid of it. Sounds like garbage.
That's exactly what I did.
I went through it stinks.
I went through and I was like, this, yeah, I'm not playing any more of this. That's bad. So don't play that. And even like you have to download. So you download Grimm, and I was like, okay, the first episode's free. Where the hell is it? It's also like on Steam free. You have to go find it because it's not right next to the game. Because that would make sense.
No,
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
You're gonna force me to find your crappy game. Anyways, I was excited. I was like, oh, Spicy Horse, rad! And then it opened up. I was like, oh, this looks cool. And I was like, man, this is terrible. It's like the most boring mechanic in the world.
That sounds like the almost exact opening to the most recent Alice game, though. Like, it's a bunch of corruption spreading everywhere. Everything was great. Oh. Now it's not.
Yeah, make but that stinky. Game is actually fun, though.
That game has fun moments, Barry.
I liked it.
I think you have Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh.
I don't think that game is all that good. But you enjoy it. So
I do enjoy it.
You keep enjoying it. Your triple jumps and your boring combat.
You do that.
And your grasshoppers made of paper.
What?
This comes from the dude who plays Pokemon for 20 hours a day.
20 hours?
24.
Yeah.
Try 23 and a half. Gotta sleep sometime.
No, I don't.
I got a new egg. Oh, it's not the same one.
All my sustenance and energy through Pokemon. I've bred like 800 Froakies at this point. I'm still trying to find that dang shot.
What? What are you doing with your life?
Breeding.
Stop.
Breeding hundreds of Froakies. I've been giving them away, and then people like it.
So do you want to go over?
Yeah, I don't.
What?
No, I don't understand the whole breeding and eggs thing. I just fight things, and that's it.
Because I want to fight things better.
Oh.
I
have
the very best.
I have a Blastoise named... I've probably said this before, but I have a Blastoise named Tim.
Oh.
Because he's a turtle. Tim the turtle.
I don't get
and
that
that's the only reason.
I name my Froakies Snoop Frog.
On that note, what's up, Barry?
I was gonna say, do you guys want to go over our final nominations for Game of the Year?
Yes.
Sure.
What were mine? I forget. It's been so long.
Oh, man, I just
so the nominees
deleted.
Are Brothers, Pokemon, Pokemon X, Pokemon Y, Brothers again, Don't Starve. BioShock.
Hold on, I want to see what Matt sent me. Matt sent me BioShock, Last of Us, Zelda, Link Between Worlds, Tomb Raider, and Super Mario 3D World.
Yes, that was my list. Okay,
in that
I remember now.
1 to 5.
Yes.
Chris sent me Pokemon, 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 Pokemon.
Yes, I did. Yes, I
and
did.
Pokemon.
So I have my top six is Pokemon. No, actually, my top five I have to amend, even if you get the real one. Like, I like Don't Starve, but I don't like Don't Starve as much as I liked Zelda, A Link Between Worlds.
Link Between really? Worlds was nice.
Link Between Worlds is really good, man. I 100%
of
that game.
Get rid of Pokemon on your stupid list.
I'm not getting rid of Pokemon.
It's not even going to make it to the nominations.
It doesn't matter. It's my personal game of the year. This year, to me, there was not a single game better than Pokemon.
Okay. You say so. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
I could respect your guys' opinion on The Last of Us, Bioshock Infinite, Tomb Raider. I liked all those games a lot. But Pokemon, I just about cracked 200 hours at this point.
All right. Well, our nominees in no order are GTA 5, Bioshock Infinite,
yay,
Tomb Raider,
yeah,
Last of Us, yeah, Rogue Legacy, and Don't Starve.
Zelda not making it on the list?
No. Not unless you switch out your Don't Starve for Zelda.
Okay, I'm doing that.
If you do that, Don't Starve.
Yay.
I'm doing that, because I really like Don't Starve, but Zelda is much better. Well, I don't think better. Very different. They're two different games, and they can't be compared. But I enjoyed Zelda a whole lot more.
Well, no Don't Starve, then.
Womp, womp, womp.
So those
I have runners ones. Up.
And the runners up are?
Well, for me personally, it was Runner 2.
Yeah.
Saints Row 4.
Saints Row 4
So these are like your 6
through
9?
Yeah, it is. 6 through 9.
Oh, okay.
Far Cry Blood Dragon. And Ni No Kuni.
Man,
I really like Blood Dragon. That almost made the top 5.
Really?
That game is phenomenal.
Yeah. I guess technically that's
it's just oozing 80s. It's every bad 80s action movie, and I love it.
Chris doesn't care about Don't Starve, because he'll just vote for it again for this year.
Yes, he will.
I will vote for it again, because it did. I will vote for it.
Shut up.
Best 2014's 2013 game.
I'll get you next year, buddy.
Listen, you put that game on...
Just hold on tight.
You put that game on Vita, then we can talk. The main thing that I don't
like
about...
No, it came out already.
The main thing I don't like about Don't Starve is having to be tethered to my friggin' computer to play it.
Yeah.
It spoils the experience.
Get one of those...
So I got
things.
What?
The shield?
Yeah, that NVIDIA shield thing. Get that, and then you can play Don't Starve anywhere you are, including... bathrooms.
That's a good idea.
Including bathrooms. But when I went to CES, I got to see a bunch of Steam machines.
Did you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Steam machines.
They look cool. That's about it. They're just a bunch of boxes sitting on pedestals. They just had like the Origin machine is like the side. Like if I just push my tower computer over, like that's what it looks like. It's huge. I think it's
you just knock it over.
Yeah, you could kill somebody with that thing. It's massive.
Note to self.
Stay away from Barry's computer.
But that thing's supposed to be pretty expensive, though.
So please explain to me, because I can't fathom, I don't quite understand how this whole Steam machine thing is even working. Like, wasn't it supposed to be a sort of centralized thing, but now you're just buying a pre-built PC, basically?
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it just runs Steam.
Okay, so what's the good one? Barry, what's the good one?
The one that's supposed to be the jam is the Alienware.
How much?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
It's supposed to be comparable in price to... What I was told, it's supposed to be comparable in price to the one in PS4. And it's also...
$599 US American dollars.
What I was also told, though, which seems kind of strange if it's going to be this around the same price, is that it's supposed to be more powerful than both those systems combined.
Interesting.
I mean, it seems feasible,
but for this, but for a competitive price, oh,
Alienware has always been kind of expensive, anyway.
Yes, they have.
So
that's what I mean. So how's it gonna be the same price plus
way
because
more
it's made by aliens.
Yes, because it's made by aliens.
That's why it's so expensive.
This is how we found out, finally.
Those Roswell investigations really paid off with the Alienware.
It looks neat, and that thing's, it's actually not that big, that machine, steam machine.
I mean, that's neat, but I'm just going to go, like, make a...
But can I play Don't Starve on it?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Is it portable?
Yeah, that's the problem, right? All games need to be portable. I'm getting sick of this. Let's just stop with the whole TV thing and the whole computer thing to make all games portable. That's what it needs to be. We don't need the big TVs anymore. It doesn't.
Well, I also got to check out that controller.
So how is that weird thing?
I saw a picture of that. It looks like garbage.
It is.
It's so weird.
What I was told, it's like a prototype. It's not even close to the final design, which is good. Like, that controller was a working controller, but man, that thing feels like poo. it's so super, like, it feels like it's made by like Mattel or something. Like, it's so super light and like you could just
nice,
you could totally just snap it in half if you want without even putting that much force into it. You could just snap, and it has like 19 buttons. How do you do 19 buttons? And each one of the those touch pads or whatever, like, you could push those in, those are also buttons. It has like 4 buttons on the back, and it has about, I think, 10 face buttons that are all like centered in the middle.
How about this? We've been making controllers for a while now, and by we, I mean the video game industry.
I make my own.
Sure you do, Matt. They started out, you know.
They're made out of cheese and bacon.
Sounds like a good controller.
Sounds like a delicious.
Sounds like the most delicious controller of all time.
But they started out with, you know, 2 buttons on the right and then the D-pad. Well, they didn't start out like that, but that was the advent of good controllers. And they've evolved from there. How about we just follow the trend of how they've been evolving and stay with that instead of Steam making this thing that's going to have to train your hands to work in a completely different fashion and won't work with any of the
games.
It's
got 19 buttons.
None
it looks
of
like a vortex.
Developers are making games for controllers like that.
Well, the thing
is,
I
don't
like
it.
The entire thing is configurable, so it's never set up like this button does this. Like, you can make any button do that.
Yeah, that's why I don't like PCs.
But the thing is, like,
me a button.
With that many buttons, it almost makes it like you could easily
make
play
up your minds.
Shut up. You could play like an MMO, like, you know what I mean? Instead of having to like you basically, those are all like your hotkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the front, those like all your abilities and stuff you can do, like, but that's the only thing I can think of, because I don't know of many other games that would use that many different buttons.
None of them would, because they're not, I mean, they're being developed for multiple different systems, the PS4, the Xbox
right.
One, the PC, maybe the Wii U.
It's also not the final controller, but man, that thing, I'm telling you, like, if you like tossed it up in the air, like, you'd have to wait a second for it to come back down. Like, it doesn't just come back down like
normal. Full of helium.
You just kind of
hydrogen.
Like, it starts to come down, and then it flutters left and right. You know what I mean? As it comes down and settles nicely. Super light.
I don't know. I'm just kind of upset about that controller.
You should be.
It just looks stupid. Who wants to play
it looks
with
weird.
That? I don't want to play with that.
No, we'll see how it goes.
Matt, you have the right idea. Like, just give me a button.
Give me a button that does something.
I want a cheese and bacon controller.
Let me press the button.
Well, yeah, only I get those.
And then after you're done with it, you spend the rest of the day licking your hands.
Hell yeah.
My dog would be all over
I'm a
me.
Sloppy gamer.
So I did that at CES, and I also got to play the infamous Second Son.
Oh, Barry.
What?
Barry.
And?
Fun. Barry, my bro.
It's fun. From what I play, I played basically what you see in the, what you saw at the E3 demo. I played that section.
That's still awesome.
So you've played the other infamous games, right, Barry?
I played, like, maybe halfway through one, and then I played up until, like, that, I don't know. That water town in Infamous 2.
Yeah,
and
the second one's so much better.
And I stopped playing it. I was like, I don't care about this game anymore. But it was like maybe 2 weeks ago. Or no, it was when I was sick. Like, I would play that intermittently with The Last of Us. And I started playing it. I was like, wow. Like, I got right into it. I started playing. I was like, I'm going to start playing this. I'm going to finish this game.
So
I don't know what it was. The second go around, I was like, yeah, I got to finish this.
How does it
play? So is Second Son as pretty as it looks in screenshots?
Yeah. That's a good
It's very nice.
The animations are dope. Everything's moved so fluid. And like taking out the structures in the game, which is like, that was so much fun. So it's like, oh, there's three guys running across the bridge. You don't have to like pinpoint and shoot. Just throw a fire grenade up there. Boom, the whole thing comes down. You're like, done, keep moving.
So does it...
Yeah, I need that game.
Does it play similar? I mean, like, are a lot of the controls...
It's exactly
like, transfer?
The same.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, good,
like,
good.
The way you shoot, the way you throw the, like, you know, instead of throwing like a... Instead of... What am I trying to say? Instead of like shooting like a little bolt of electricity like you would in Infamous 2, and you could throw like that grenade type thing instead. Same exact mechanics. He has the... like the static burners, whatever it was, where he could like kind of like float around.
Static thrusters.
Yeah, same. Yeah. There's the same thing in the game. The way he moves is exactly the same.
Did you get to mess around with that weird touchscreen stuff?
Yeah.
Because I heard that's bizarre.
It was a little weird because sometimes, like, if you start too high on the touchscreen, like, as you're sliding your finger up to, like, pull up this generator, it's like, I'm about to run out of room on a touchpad, and I'm not pulled the generator up all the way. So then, like, you stop to move towards the bottom, and he drops it all the way, so you got to do it again. You know what I mean? So that's a little strange.
Hopefully they fix that. That'd be nice.
But then, so I was like, as I'm running around, I guess, like, as you blow stuff up, like, there's smoke left around, and that's similar to, like, from what I got from Mix, there's no health. But from what he, like, how he absorbs it, it reminded me of, like, absorbing electricity to keep yourself alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same idea. As you blow stuff up, like, oh, there's, like, piles of smoke, like, go and, you know, absorb them. And I was running around, and I saw a neon sign, and it said something like absorb or something. I was like, oh, snap. So I was just, like, did it, and he all of a sudden he had new powers. He wasn't throwing fire.
What?
He wasn't dashing around like in smoke anymore. Everything was like neon gas.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and the guy was like, "Oh yeah, that's kind of how you can do different things in the game. You can find different stuff in the environment." I guess this new conduit, that's like his powers, absorbing other conduits' powers. Mm-hmm. So then he could also absorb different stuff around the environment to change his abilities at the time. But after I did
I want that game.
Like, after I did it, the guy was like insisting that I change back by finding smoke. I was like, "Why?" I don't think I was supposed to do it, or I don't think I was like something.
He's like, because we haven't finished that part yet.
Yeah, I was like,
you're gonna break the demo.
Exactly, I was gonna break something. He kept saying like, there's smoke over there. Oh, you can go and change back to smoke. I was like, I don't want to.
This is neon.
I like this power now.
I was like, it's so pretty. Like as I'm dashing around, I'm leaving behind all this like bright purple neon gas. I was like, this is so rad. And like instead of like doing a bunch of like little shots with fire, like it was more like a. It was like using like a sniper gun instead. It's like one big shot and it takes them out quickly. It takes out the other enemies and stuff.
But you can tell like March, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
I think. Yeah. Oof.
And then you could tell like it wasn't supposed to like I wasn't supposed to do it in the demo because like right when the first cutscene happened after that it was gone.
Aww.
And I was like back. It's like oh, that's exactly what I did. I was like oh, that was so complicated. The way I was moving
not
around.
Not cool.
That's probably why he wanted you to change back, so you didn't notice.
He didn't want your hopes to get dashed.
And then, like, you do the orbital drop thing, or whatever it is, and it's over.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, I that game looks fantastic.
Yeah, I got some video of it, too. I still have to put that up on our YouTube channel. I was like, can I record this? He's like, yeah, as long as there's someone else in the... I was like, I have to record the back of this dude's head while I get some of the game.
Yes, you do.
So weird. So strange.
Video games, bro.
And then I played
Very important.
I played this Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
Is the name of it?
Ho-Ho-Cum. Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum.
This is like the...
Right, Barry hates us now.
Right when I picked it up, the first thing I was told was like...
Ho-Ho-Cum.
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 I'm sorry. It's too much fun to say. Ho-Ho-Cum.
Ho-Ho-Cum. So how is Ho-Ho-Cum?
Say it once and we'll stop.
Nope.
Please.
What's next? What are we talking about?
How is it? How's that game that I won't say the name of?
I don't know. Shut up over there, Chris. Ho-Ho-Cum.
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 Okay.
No, but for reals, how is it?
Well, like I said, when I first started playing it, they were like, oh, it's being designed by Elijah Wood's brother. And I was like, That's the first thing you tell me about this game. Yeah, I guess like he's.
Hey, you know Frodo? His bro made this. Okay, yeah. What?
It's like, I wish I could remember the name of the studio. It's like it's Honey something. I want to say Honey Badger, but I'm not positive.
He won't.
It's like one of those like totally artsy indie games where you're like, what is like? So it starts off, I don't even know what you are. You're some kind of flying oval that has like a little tail behind it. And they're like, oh, we put you in the environment and that's it. You got to, because I guess each level you got to do something different to get out of it, but they don't tell you what it is. You just have to fly around and you interact with stuff just by running into it. And then you see what things do and you kind of figure out, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do in this level. And then you continue to do
it. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. The developer's called Honey Slug.
Yeah, Honey Slug, Honey Badger. It was Honey something.
And apparently Elijah Wood's brother's name is Zach.
There you go.
That's all I know about this game. And you play as like a thing.
It sounds like you play as a sperm. Is that, that's what the description sound like to me.
Kind of look like it a little bit, yeah, I guess so.
Weird.
But there's some weird, like, it's just, I saw a couple different levels, and each one has some weird mechanic you got to do in it. But as soon as I started playing, I was like, oh, snap, that's kind of neat. Like, as the level starts to change as you mess with everything.
That one's coming to PS4, isn't it?
Yes.
PS4, PS3, and Vita.
Oh, there you go. It's coming to Vita. Well, then guess I'm playing it.
Yay! We can all play Hogum together. Hogum. Oh, and it begins again.
Okay, we're done.
those are the couple things that I saw at CES.
Man, you've been busy.
And then I got sick and laid in bed for the next couple weeks.
He's been busy with disease and video games.
Haven't we all, really?
Oh, at all times.
Oh, and lastly, I saw that Project Christine thing.
What?
The what?
Razer's Project Christine, their modular computer.
Oh.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Is that any good?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Steam machine?
No, it's a computer.
Is it a Hohokam?
Shut up.
It looks really neat, though. And it sounds like it's going to be super expensive.
Well, then I'm interested.
But then, so I was asking about like prices and stuff. One thing is like each section of the computer is like a little like modular type tube that you can just pull out and plug in. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easy to like upgrade your computer for dummies, basically.
Okay, yes.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you have my attention.
Go on.
They're talking about like they even have tossed around doing like a subscription model where you'll pay like monthly or yearly. And as you do that, every time a new better piece comes out for the computer, it'll be sent to you and you send back your old piece kind of a thing.
So it is for dummies.
What?
Yeah, it's totally for dummies. And it looks freaking rad, but it's also it's mineral liquid cooled. Mm-hmm. In every module there's basically two ports and it goes in and pulls the heat out. It's basically silent. Like you can't hear it at all, and it lets out the steam through the very bottom of the lets out the heat through the very bottom of the computer. It has vents at the bottom. And then it has a display screen on the front of it, so you can basically get all the kinds of information that you want from your computer. Basically how hot it's running, what it's running, all that kinds of stuff, benchmarks and whatnot.
I thought it was for dummies though, so why would they care?
Well, I mean, so you don't have to go like, since folks ask you, hey Chris, like, you know, what are your benchmarks? I don't know. It's right here on the front of your computer now.
When have you ever asked anybody what their benchmarks are?
I haven't, I'm saying, but if I did, instead of you being like, oh, I don't know, well, with this thing, you would just glance over at your video screen.
No, actually, this sounds really cool. Like, I would really love to have a PC that I can just, every 2 years or so, take out this little port and put a new one in, and suddenly it's...
You guys haven't seen the picture of it? I put it up.
No, I didn't see it.
So it's like a Lego computer?
Basically.
Lego computer.
It's like a little...
It's like
has like
build
a little
box.
It's like a little skinny tower, but on either side there's ports all the way down each side, and you just stick in like these little tube type things on either side.
Sounds futuristic. I like it.
It is. It looks really neat.
It's got that tube technology.
They were asking, we were there, one of the marketing guys, we were asking him questions, and he was like, hey, Francisco, I guess, was like the designer, and they were asking him questions. He was like, I don't know, I just made it look cool. They're like, are these PCI slots? He's like, I don't know. You have to ask the engineer. I just made it look cool.
I just made it look cool looking.
So yeah, I just designed the look of it.
I just put the things in the thing, and it looks yeah. nice. See I don't the light? Know. Look at these lights.
He's like, you got to ask the engineer. I don't know.
So, that everything you saw?
And I saw the piston, and I'm being, and one of those is being sent to my house.
Really?
Demo kit, yeah.
The what?
The XI3 piston. It's similar thing. It's basically a computer, except it's like as big as your hand.
Oh.
And you could like basically take it apart and just like, oh, I'm gonna stick in a new video card. I'm gonna like it's all very easy just to plug and play, basically.
Wasn't that like supposed to be the first Steam machine or something?
I don't know. They had a bunch of weird things going on with the piston. They weren't really sure what it was till basically now, because they were like, "Oh, it's gonna be like $1,200." But like we went there, it was like basically the lowest price one was $550.
And it's
I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty cool.
Is it a decent PC?
It's like a power cube.
Yeah, it is. It is decent, and it could do everything. It is an actual PC. It's not like just a Steam machine, but it's super. Like it's smaller than like basically when you like your. You know, computer speakers or something. It's really small.
$1,000.
That must be, because there's other ones. They also have servers, and there's like three or four different kinds of pistons that they have. The lowest one was $550, they said. But basically, they also had like, when you went to their booth, everything in their booth was being run off a piston. So they were trying to show that it's not just for gaming, like it could be used for absolutely everything. So that was kind of neat. But they had like, they had Tomb Raider running on it. They had people playing Mortal Kombat on it. They had Dota on it. It was running basically every game they could think of. And then it was like, oh, look, WoW. And I was like, well, hell, anything could run WoW.
Toast.
And I was just like, it was just like for a second I got excited. I was like, why am I getting excited about that?
My bacon controller can run WoW.
Basically.
Basil. Oh, another thing I can play WoW on. All right.
But they also had a case. They had a case of like 50 different pistons. They all had different cases, so you could like change the what your piston looks like. But it was kind of neat.
Ooh.
I can't wait to get it and play with it. And then we were like, I was there with Quinn, guy with Shifted to You, and he was like, hey, let's get a video of me pulling it apart. I was like, all right, and he started dropping it. It's like, that's an expensive PC. Don't be dropping that
thing. Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, I was like, oh, let's pull this.
Hey, don't break that.
Like, yeah, I mean, the guy, I can't remember his name right now. He was like one of the regional managers. Like, yeah, and you can see how easy it is to pull them and put back together. It's like, all right, so we start doing a video, and like, Quinn pulls off the case and then drops the pistons. So then he like picks back up, starts pulling it apart. Like, we had everything pulled out. I'm like, oh, see? And I was like, all right, let's put it back together. That shit took forever. It was like, it's not easy. It's like, you have to do it a couple times to realize how to put this thing back together. They're like, this doesn't look very simple. But it didn't take long.
So only about 3 hours.
No, it was a couple of minutes.
So, Barry, what if you got one of these, got a shield, and then you could play World of Warcraft as much as you wanted on the go, on the John?
What is with your deal in playing anything on the toilet?
Because that is the ultimate test of video games.
Because he likes to infect his handhelds with poop particles. That's why.
I know. Seriously.
He has no self-respect.
Nobody's
don't play games on the toilet.
Nobody's going to mess with them. They're mine now. They have been
Chris. Oh, my God.
Chris also brings his beer into the bathroom, too. It's all right.
As long as I have...
he brings both of them. He's like, I'm going to bring my Vita and a six-pack into the bathroom.
Some nachos.
I'll see you in an hour.
This could take a while.
a foot massager.
Oh, come on. You got to be comfy.
Blanket.
Blanket.
He's going to take a nap.
Now you're really stewing in your stink.
Just like that game, it's stinky. I forgot what it was called already.
It's so weird. It's like you go into air, it's like. Then you do one part, and then like you go to the next section. Why are you being like this?
Story of my life, apparently.
Next section.
Was this game? That game was clearly designed by like a 5 year old.
4 or 5 year olds.
I want to make it stinky. Yes. Everything's stinky.
4 or 5 year olds. Totally.
So,
all right, Chris, we need to wrap up.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're getting to the point where I'm gonna have trouble editing some things down to get it in the right time frame.
Oh, word. Well, okay.
Otherwise, the file will be too big.
I think. Oh.
Say.
It is what it is. Sorry, Matt. Did you have anything else that you played you wanted to jump in with?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been playing some stupid iPhone games, but other than that, you know, whatever.
You've been playing that Plants vs. Zombies 2?
No.
You should play that Plants vs. Zombies 2. It's really
cool. No, I've been playing that Flappy Bird. Let me tell you. You want a fun little game that'll make you want to throw your phone into the ocean? You play some Flappy Bird.
Looking up Flappy Bird right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
same.
My God. You are in for a treat. You play as this stupid bird who can't fly unless you tap the screen, and then he flies through Mario pipes.
All right, yep.
Not even kidding.
You sold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. This looks fantastic.
Is it free?
Yeah, so download some Flappy Bird and get back to me with your suicide notes. That goes out to all the listeners, too. You're going to love Flappy Birds.
If I break my controller, or controller, my phone, will you give me a new one?
You can have my old one.
My Flipposaurus.
No, you can have my old iPhone 4. You'll be good.
Oh, okay.
You can still play Flappy Bird on that, so you'll be good.
Can I have your old iPhone 4? I have this iPod.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have this iPod Touch, and it's bad. It crashes all the time. And the home button doesn't work. And
it can play Flappy Bird.
It can play Flappy Bird. I'm installing Flappy Bird right now.
Yes! I've won!
The lock button's totally broken. It doesn't work at all, so I can't lock it anymore.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's bad. So can I have your iPhone 4?
Chris for Christmas.
We shall see.
Everyone will throw in $15 and get Chris something.
Something that doesn't suck. I bought this so that I could play some of the newer, you know, iOS games, and no, not anymore. It won't run anything that has
it won't run graphics. Anything.
It won't! I can barely run the Plants vs. Zombies 2 without it crashing. It barely runs Twitter.
Can you play the birds who are frustrated?
The angry birds?
Sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah,
crashes.
I used to have a phone that wouldn't even do that. It wouldn't even start up.
Let's see.
Probably because I was trying to play it on a Nokia, but, you know.
Maybe.
I tried.
I can't open any links in Facebook. It'll crash. I have to open up Facebook 3 times for it to be stable. Twitter, pretty good. But
can you play Snake?
Is Snake available on the App Store? Let me go see.
Yes, I have it. It's called Snake 97, and it's amazing.
Okay, well, I'm now I got Flappy.
It even has like the Nokia keypad as the controller.
Oh my God!
All right, no. I'm checking out this Pony Care Rainbow Resort.
Oh man, very.
Pony Care Rainbow Resort Enchanted.
Please read the
description. Can we just do a whole show where we just go through the App Store and look up garbage?
All right, you want to read the description?
Yes,
let's
please.
See what this wonderful thing says. Welcome to your fantasy world, Pony Care Rainbow Resort, the most magical fashion and makeup fun adventure. Make your pony shine with glamour. Do their makeup, choose their horns, and make them look enchanting.
Many awesome beauty tools.
Also written by a 5-year-old.
What are the
many awesome beauty tools.
I know, right? Spa and salon with the ponies. Meet sunflower, sugar plum, sweet peach, and cherry blossom. These cute ponies' first stop on their map will be to clean up and relax at the spa.
Nope.
I think we're done here.
Down install.
Enter password.
Yep, enter password.
But yeah, Snake 97, check that out. It's that goes out to the listeners, too. Everyone get the snakes.
And
it's awesome.
Pony Care Rainbow Resort.
No, don't do
yes,
that.
Do that.
Don't.
And
yes,
send us your suicide notes.
Just take screenshots and send them all to Chris. Every time you make a pony, send Chris a screenshot.
Send the suicide notes to our reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of.
And we will read them on the air.
Yeah, Matt, do we have any?
Hey, we do have a new one.
Go ahead.
We have a new one.
Okay.
We have a new one.
Okay, another 5-star review. It's titled Do It from Lemcade Games. And he and or she writes, laughter with a side of gaming where the bacon is round and the balls are pokey. That's our 5-star review.
I wonder where the Pokemon
is. So there you go.
So,
because I remember I think I talked about round bacon, the Canadian bacon one time.
Yeah, I remember that. And just Pokeballs.
Yes.
On every podcast, because Chris.
I have not tried
references.
To talk about Pokemon. I've been holding back and not.
But you have.
But you guys bring it up, and then I got it.
You went on a 10-minute thing about Pokemon eggs and like.
10
Froakies.
Minutes, 30 seconds.
He's like, you guys talk about it, and then I gotta talk about it. You
I
guys bring
to.
It up, and then I got it.
It was like 3 hours of Pokemon talk this episode.
10 million
packed into
years.
5 minutes.
10 million years of Pokemon.
All right, Chris, wrap us up and tell the kids what to do.
Okay, if you like the show, give us a review on iTunes. Do that. Shut the heck up, Barry. If you like the show, just tell Barry to shut up too. Send him a personal email and tell him to be not mean to me anymore.
Be nice.
Yeah. If you also like the show, go to the website, levelsave.com. That's where we do all of our other stuff that's mostly writing and sometimes podcasting and occasionally a video, which is fun too.
We rock.
Yes, we do. If you'd like, you can follow us all on Twitter. Matt is the real Matt C. Barry is at I am Weapon. And then I'm at Snickle Socks. And
Snickle Socks.
Don't think there's anything else.
And that's all I have to say about that. Hokum.
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 All right, peace out.
Hokum. Hokum.
Hokum.
Hokum.
Hokum.
Well, that was fun.